it matters to you, let us know. Contact us now, 1850 400 964 or email focus@clare.fm.
You're welcome back to the programme. And Ennis Diamond, father and daughter, are to embark on a charitable trip to Uganda in the coming weeks. Kevin and Lucy Noonan will be working with two groups when they arrive in the African country next month. One of those is Hospice Jinja, that was established by former Ennis-based GPs Frank and Patricia Hassett. Lucy's in transition year, Kevin's working in Shannon. They're both with me in studio now. Kevin, why are you both giving of your time in this way?
Thanks, Kevin. Yeah, I Lucy's doing TY, as you mentioned. I had 2 weeks off and we wanted to go and do something over the 2 weeks as part of the TY, and just something for us to do together. And just by accident, as these things often happen, I was talking to somebody at work one night and they said they were back from Uganda. And I said, what were you doing in Uganda? And Michelle Murphy was her name. And she said, oh, I was working with a charity down there. So she gave me the details of the charity, and the name of John Conroy in Ennis. And he gave me the contacts in Africa, and we're going down to work with two charities down in Uganda. Most of the time we'll be spending with a small UK charity called Soft Power Education. They're involved with primary school education on a small basis, on a few schools down near a town called Jinja, which is just outside Kampala, the capital of Uganda. So we do the guts of a week with them, and we're also hoping to do some time with a local Clare-based charity called Hospice Jinja, which is was set up and is run by two retired GPs from Ennis, Dr. Frank and Patricia Hassett, who are down in Uganda at the moment. Hopefully they might be listening, so hello to to Frank and Patricia. And they run a hospice, a mobile hospice service down in Jinja, which involves jeeps, basically. They employ local nurses and go out and provide palliative care to over a large area around Jinja down there. That's been running since 2005.
It's a fabulous initiative by them. You've never worked with them before, though. You're going into an element of stepping into the unknown, I take it?
No, I haven't. I've just spoken to Frank over the phone and the people in Soft Power Education. I have been down to Africa, to different countries, a few times before. Always great. You know, it's an assault on the senses, Africa, the climate, the people, the music, the sounds, everything. It's great, you know.
Very nice.
Really welcoming. And, something different. And I just thought it would be a good experience for Lucy to see somewhere outside of Ennis Diamond.
Lucy, I take it from the way your dad was telling the story that you discussed doing something. Let's try and do something at this stage.
Yeah.
So how did he grab you when he came in and says, I've got the perfect idea?
I was kind of for it at the start, because if I didn't want to go, like, he wouldn't have made me go, hopefully.
Sure.
But
was this what you were expecting, or is this...
No.
No? That was a very quick no.
Well, it wasn't what I was expecting, but, like, I've always kind of wanted to... I've always liked to travel places that I haven't been before. Like, I was at an exchange in France earlier this year by myself for a month. So, I like travelling, so... To go to Africa would be something I would like to do.
You'll be doing it very soon, obviously.
Yeah.
How do you feel about working with these charities? I mean, Frank and Patricia Hassett's group, I'll focus on that for now because people will know. We will talk about the Soft Power Education group in a second, but Hospice Jinja, by its very nature, as people can guess from the name, it's helping people, you know, with end-of-life care. It's a very difficult situation, but, you know, here you are going as a young girl, a TY student, and going volunteering with them.
Yeah, I'm excited. Like, I know it's going to be kind of, it's going to be an experience either way. And even if I find it difficult when I'm there, like, I think it will stand to me in the long run. I'll enjoy it in the long run.
I'd certainly hope so. And I don't doubt but that it will. And what are your own thoughts about it, Kevin? Is it a departure for yourself as well to try and do something like this?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I'm looking forward to it too. I mean, it's when you look at the numbers, it just can be stark. The population of Uganda is in around 35 million, and a million people have died from AIDS down there in the past 25 years. 2 million people suffering from AIDS at the moment, and over 2 million orphans related to AIDS. So it's just huge figures. And But it'll be very interesting to see what a small charity on a local level can do down there. Mm. And I think that's what attracts me to both these charities, that they don't have big structures behind them, you know, that the aid goes straight to the people on the ground. So, I'm looking forward to it. And it's a different country, and... you know, we've got the books on it, the Lonely Planet book, and it's just exciting going down somewhere. Mm. And the thing about travel now is that, you know, we leave Dublin, we're flying with Turkish Airlines down through Istanbul, down to Rwanda for a bit, and then we arrive in the middle of the night into Entebbe Airport, just outside Kampala. So, and we take it from there, and can't wait.
It's a long way from Ennis Diamond to Entebbe Airport. Very, very different, obviously. The UK group, I mean, you talked about structurally what attracted you to it, but is education a passion, or why work with them?
Yeah, no, well, they I suppose because they offer the opportunity to go and do some volunteer work on a relatively short-term basis. Yeah, but it's Hope Through Education is their message, really, and they run preschools for orphans or for families affected by AIDS, and then they run let me get the pronunciation right, the Amagazi Education Centre, which is sort of a model school for local primary schools there. So they'll take in children from partner schools who can do courses, the short-term courses there, with equipment and facilities that they wouldn't have out in their own school. Okay. So we'll be working with them for the week. So we'll either be assisting in around the classroom, or else actually on the infrastructure, so painting and helping out building and
you're whatever, down. You're down for whatever.
Whatever they want to do, we're up for that. So it's great. We can't wait for it.
I really agree with what you're saying, Lucy. I think this will stand to you for a long time, because it's such an unusual opportunity for somebody so young to get.
Yeah, and like even in our own school, like all the time we have like bake sales. Like we're having a bake sale this Friday for the two charities. Mm. But we have other bake sales for, you know, charities all the way along. But it'll be interesting to kind of go and actually see what the money is going towards and how it really helps people, you know, when you buy that.
Mm. It's a great idea, or it's a great chance. I mean, if your own circumstances allow it, but TY does give you a chance to try something different.
Things.
Yeah, yeah. So it works out very well from that point of view, by the sounds of it.
Yeah, because... Yeah, TY is great because you do get to do a lot of new things. Like I was up with the Young Scientist, and we were doing surfing, and I've entered a dress in the Junkature and done
very
loads
nice.
Of things.
The bake sale on Friday, that's your big fundraiser ahead of this trip,
yeah.
Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the TYs kind of are all going to bake something for the bake sale, so if anybody wants cakes or knows anybody in our school, they can get them to buy them.
Squilver and Ennis Diamond is coming
really
Friday.
Nice food.
the communications revolution, I suppose, if you want to call it that, is amazing. My father was down in not far from Uganda with the UN back in the 1960s.
Okay.
When the army went down as part of the UN into the Congo. I wasn't even born at the time, 1962. But there were seven in our family, but the rest of them remember every few days there was the blue airmail letter arrived up from Africa. It was, people probably remember them out there. You could open them up and the writing was on the inside.
Yeah.
But I have a friend, I was in the army myself. I have a friend down there who's in Rwanda at the moment. And I said I'd just give him a call or try and contact him about the trip. And somebody said, oh, just call him on WhatsApp, you know. So I called him on WhatsApp the other night. I said, hi, Paul, how are you doing? Oh, yeah, great, how are you? Oh, great, you know, how's it going down in Goma? Fantastic, he said. He said, oh, I can catch you. He's from Sligo. I can watch all the Connacht rugby matches on WhatsApp. I was talking to my son at home. I was doing question 10 of his maths homework last
Brilliant.
Night over. So it's amazing now. Yeah, very, very small world.
And actually, on that note, I know we're talking with the Hassets who are in Uganda, and said they wanted you to tell everybody about an event in Dorbarefield.
Yeah, yeah, Patricia, I was telling her we were coming on the programme, so she said to mention that the parish of Dorbarefield has adopted Hospice Jinja as its charity, and they're holding a fundraiser out in the Shebeen pub in Dura on Saturday the 24th of February. So
Brilliant
she'd
stuff.
Like for everyone to come along and support that. And I suppose just on that, both the charities have... have websites, and on each of their websites they have a donate page. So if anybody out there would like to contribute anything big or small, or indeed any company behind them, I'll give out the two websites.
Please do,
Gavin,
yeah.
If I could. So the first one is Hospice Jinja, and their website is www.hospiceginja.org. So that's hospiceginja.org. And they have their donate page. And likewise, the Soft Power Education is just, it's all one word, softpowereducation.com.
And best luck to them. That's Kevin and Lucy Noonan.
Morning Focus, in association with Shannon Airport. Fly Shannon and pack more into your city break. Depart hassle-free to Manchester, Edinburgh, London and more. Explore more today on shannonairport.ie.